This is from a speech on parliamentary democracy delivered by Paul Schneider at the Council of Europe. Ladies and gentlemen, the central message of my speech is that one of the key opportunities for reinforcing parliamentary democracy at the national level lies in national parliaments' closer and more intensive cooperation with international and, in particular, European assemblies. Together, we know more than each of us individually. In Europe, the focus is on the European Union, which is normal given its economic weight and political influence. Enlarged with 10 new member countries, it is bound to play an even greater role on the international stage. The conference of speakers of the parliaments of the European Union is important, especially concerning the allocation of responsibilities between the European Parliament and national parliaments. But Europe is not only the European Union, neither in institutional, geographical, or a political sense. The Council of Europe, because of its large membership, but even more because of its unique arsenal of legally binding conventions, monitoring mechanisms, and its unparalleled legal and political expertise, represents Europe as a whole. When it comes to democracy and human rights, there can be no multi-speed Europe, no à la carte Europe. When it comes to the foundations of the democratic stability on our continent, there can be only one Europe, in which all European countries, committed to our common standards and principles, have a chance to take part and be equal to others. The Council of Europe represents that Europe. For national parliaments, participation in the Council of Europe carries an added bonus. Its parliamentary assembly provides national parliaments with a platform for political expression and political action at the international level, which does not exist within any other European or international body. A strengthened participation in the work of the parliamentary assembly may bring about huge benefits to national parliaments, which feel that their role and relevance are being challenged. And I believe that national parliaments and international assemblies should be natural allies in the effort to readjust relations between legislative and executive power at European and global level. There is a European or international dimension in virtually every issue dealt with by our parliaments. It is therefore logical that national parliaments would be interested in debating their problems also on a European level. The Parliamentary Assembly of the Council of Europe is a good place to do that. One concrete proposal would be to create an email database of committee members in each of your parliaments. This would allow the Parliamentary Assembly of the Council of Europe to channel information on specific issues to all national parliamentarians dealing with the matter at hand, and not only to those who are members of the national delegations. Just a few examples. I'm certain that there are members of your parliaments who would wish and need, but did not get information on our debates on subjects such as the proposal for a European migration agency, or the situation in European prisons, or the strengthening of the United Nations, or the opinions on draft protocols to the European Convention on Human Rights, and on the Convention on Human Rights and Biomedicine. European assemblies and national parliaments should join forces to establish better and closer relations with major international non-governmental organizations, particularly those active in the field of democracy and human rights. Such cooperation, focused on regular contacts and the exchange of information, would certainly bring benefits to all involved. The Parliamentary Assembly of the Council of Europe also provides a possibility for national parliaments to be represented in the Venice Commission or the European Commission Against Racism and Xenophobia and other specialized bodies of the Council of Europe of huge importance.